Shabbos afternoon, after davening, in the shul there is a verbringen, and you want to participate in the verbringen. So you take off your talis and you sit down, and you verbring. After the verbringen, you want to go home. So you put your talis back on and you go home. Do you have to say another bracha? Is that a hefsek? So the Alter Rebbe says, right in the first paragraph in Simen Ches Yifchav Gimel, that if there was several hours in middle, then it's a hefsek. Several hours is probably about 3 hours. The same thing we see in the Piskei Hasidur, almost on the bottom. I also emphasize these three words. It says that if you come to put it back on after several hours, someone gets up in the morning and puts on his tefillin, and then he wants to learn some chassidus. So he takes off his tefillin and he learns chassidus for some time, and then he puts his tefillin on to daven. Does he have to say another bracha? Or that was a hefsek? Or it's not a hefsek and the first bracha is enough? So we see in the Simen Chof Hei, in Sif Chof Tes, the Alter Rebbe says, if someone took off that film, and after a long time, as about 2-3 hours, why here he says several times several hours? Here he says 2-3 hours. Why should it be a difference between talis and tefillin? So the Rebbe explains in a letter in Tovshin Yud, it's in Chelek Gimel in Digas Kedesh, Igeres Tov Kuf Mem Dalet, he explains this and some other places where we see a difference in the time of Hefsek. And he says, we find in Shulchan Aruch that a Hefsek in middle of mitzvah is equal to the time the mitzvah itself takes, usually. So therefore, we understand why the talis Hefsek is somewhat larger than the film hefsek, because the talis you put on before the film and you take it off after the film. Even more than that, probably Shabbos, you don't put on film and you have longer. So how much is the time? So we know how much our davening takes today. In the Alter Rebbe's time, when he wrote this, he writes in the Tanya, in the Igeres HaKedesh, in several letters, that from Heidu till Aleinu, it should take about an hour and a half. So that means that since you put on... Yes. That was the whole thing that he wanted people should sit down with Kavanas and Pirush HaMilas and with the Minyan and everybody together and with the Kol and with these lavas. The Mishnagdim came out against it, the whole thing.
Now it's just opposite.
Now?
It's not going to do for now.
Okay. But in any case, since the from Heidu till Aleinu is an hour and a half, so since you put on your tefillin till you take off your tefillin, is more than an hour and a half. So it takes about, that's why it says 2 hours. If someone downs more barriers, it's more than 2 hours, so it says 2-3 hours. Talis, we daven Shabbos at least certainly longer than in the middle of the week. Even in the middle of the week, you put on the talis before the tefillin, you take it off after the tefillin, so you could take some more time. So in any way, it says several hours. Let's say it's about 3 hours in any case. So that's the difference between the time of a hefsek by talis and between the time of the hefsek by tefillin. Someone davens, in the middle of the davening, he has to go to the toilet. He takes off his talus, takes off his tefillin, and he goes to the toilet and goes back to put on his tefillin and put up his talus. Does he have to say another bracha? Was this a hefsek? Well, this is also a difference between the talus and the tefillin. When he did that, when he comes back, he would have to say another bracha on the tefillin, but not on the talus. That's another difference between the talus and the tefillin. We'll speak today about several differences, legabe, when it's a hefsek, between talus and tefillin.
Why
is it as different? Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. In Simen Chof Hei Sif Lamed. So he says, when you took off your tefillin and you put it back on, you don't have to say another bracha. Bamed vor mamurim shel yosot tzroche. We didn't go to toilet. Bei chalitzas tefillin lanachosov. Aval imosot tzroche bintayim. He has to say again a bracha. Why? Kivn shebeis hahi lehoya yochel aniach tefillin. You're not allowed to go in with tefillin to a toilet. So it's a hefsek. But you are allowed, Miki Radin, to go in to the toilet with talus. We go every day with talus cotton and tzitzes to the toilet. There's no problem. Because it's not kedusha, it's only tashmishi. Tashmishi mitzvah, but it's not kedusha, so we are allowed. Yes, we don't go with the talus to the toilet. It says in Shulchan Aruch we shouldn't. Not only with the talus. Even in Kippur, when we go to the toilet, we should take off our kittel. It says in Shulchan Aruch, we shouldn't go with the kittel into the toilet.
Okay.
Why is it? Because the kittel is meant to be special for davening. So we don't want to put it in the toilet. The talus godel is meant to be mainly for the davening. So we don't want it to be in the toilet. The gartel that we wear is meant to be for the davening. So we don't want it to be in the toilet. The gartel doesn't have any ketusha. It's just a gartel. It's a belt. But we put it on for davening. To be mardul, be libelerve. So it's for davening. So everything that we put on for davening, we don't want to be in the toilet. But it's not a din. So it doesn't make it to be a hefsek. So therefore, when you go into the toilet and you take off your talus, since it wasn't a must that you didn't have to, as he says, is lehoyo yochel laniach tefillin there, so it's not a hefsek. So therefore, you have to say another bracha on the tefillin, but not on the talus. You get up in the morning, and you put on tefillin, and then you're noticing that there is a mikveh here. So you take off your tefillin, you take off your talus, you go to mikveh, you take off your talus cotton, you take off everything. You go back. You don't have to say a bracha on the talus cotton and not on the talus god. A bracha always says a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis in the morning when he gets up. Then he goes to the mikveh. He comes back, he doesn't. When he goes out of the mikveh, he doesn't say again al mitzvah tefillin, al mitzvah tzitzis, because it's not a hefsek. You are allowed to go into the mikveh with the tzitzis. Certainly you don't want to stay out with it because you don't want it to get wet. But you're allowed to go with it, so it's not considered a hefsek. So that's a second occasion where we see a difference between the dinim of hefsek in tefillin and the dinim of hefsek in talus. But we'll find more of these differences. Go back to the first case that we spoke, that Shabbos afternoon, you take off your talus, and you sit down to the Verbringen. It didn't go. You thought to sit there for 3 hours. It was a summer day. There was going to be a long fabrika. Then after sitting a few minutes, you didn't like the fabrika for some reason. Or you reminded yourself that you have to go home. You want to put up your talus back up and go home. You meant to take it off for 3 hours. But you didn't. You said just for 5 minutes and you put it back up. Do you have to say another bracha? No. You put on the tefillin in the morning, and then you decided to learn chassidus. You decided to learn chassidus 3 hours, and you'll daven with the minyan of 10 o'clock. After 5 minutes, you decided, no, I want to daven now. You put your back in your tefillin. Do you have to say another bracha? Yes. What's the difference? You were planning to take it off for 3 hours in both cases. And then you put it back on. The reason of the difference is because here we don't say about a hefsek of 3 hours. A hefsek of 3 hours is a hefsek. A hefsek of going to a place that you can't have it there, like in the toilet or in the mikveh, is a hefsek. He didn't have a hefsek. It's just you decided to have a hefsek. It's a hefsek hadas. A hefsek hadas, but film is a real hefsek hadas. A hefsek hadas, but talus is not a real hefsek hadas. Why? Because you hefsek hadas of talus, so you don't wear now tzitzis. You still wear tzitzis. You're wearing your talus cotton. So when you still wear your talus cotton, you didn't have a real hefsek hadas of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because you still do the mitzvah. You thought to have to take off your talus godel for 3 hours. But you still have a talus on you. So it's not considered a real hefsek. But film, when you take off your film, you don't have another pair of film on you. So the hefsek hadas is for real.
But it's only makes no difference with your mind. You always have to make a bracha when you take it off, put it back on.
No. We said before that the Alter Rebbe says only if it's 2-3 hours, right? We said because that's the shear of. But here you had in mind to have 2-3 hours. When you put it back up, it's still. Since you had in mind to have a hefsek of 2-3 hours, which is the size of the hefsek, right away it's a hefsek because you have a hefsek hadas. But talus, we don't consider your hefsek hadas. Because it's not a real hefsek hadas, because you still have tzitzis on you.
And according to what you said, if he had in mind to learn tzitzis less than that 3 hours...
Then there is no problem.
That's fine.
Then by film also there is no problem. So we're speaking about having in mind tomorrow. But actually in this there is a difference between the psak of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch and in the Siddur that he had Harota later. Because there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. In Shulchan Aruch it passes like the Mogen Avraham, in Siddur it passes like the Taz. The Mogen Avraham says, yes, this aloha, that since you have talus cotton, you didn't have real hesek hadas. You know when it helps? When it wasn't the real hesek hadas, you took off your talus and you didn't think how much. You thought you'll learn a little bit of siddhas. Could be 2 hours, could be 3 hours, could be 1 hour. You didn't really think about it. So then it's not a real hesek hadas. So then we say, since you have your talus cotton on, it's still not a hesek hadas. But if you had in mind to take it off for 3 hours, it's a real hesek hadas. It doesn't help that you have a talus cotton on. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. But the Taz says no. Since you have a talus cotton, we don't consider your hesek hadas. So even if we had in mind to stop to take off your talus for 3 hours, it's still not considered. And this will be the difference between how he explains it in the Shulchan Aruch and how he explains it in the Siddur. Let's say in Simen Ches, Sif Chof Hei, right in the beginning. Hapeshet Talis is stam. Shalaihoya bedaiti klum. Leishi arzavil beshenu miyad. Velei shalai arzavil beshenu miyad. Im kshaposhat atalis nizar alav talis kotten. Im kein leye seer daite ma mitzre. Lachen kshiyarze vehil beshes talis shaposhat mitchilo. Ein zog levar. When does it help? Stop. You didn't have a mind like this. You didn't have a mind like that. That's the day of the Mognavo. But we pass on like the Siddur, which is Basra, the final Maskona. So let's see how he says it in the Siddur. Hapeshe talise lifisho aldas lachzir lov shal alter eine zorg lachzir lovor buholinyon. Vafilu poshto aldas shalei lachzir lov shal alter. Vacharkach nim lachzir lov shal alter. It wasn't stam. He had in mind not to put it back on. Even if you have talis kotten, in itself lachzir lovor. So it helps even if you didn't have in mind. In Shulchan Aruch he says that talis kotten helps only when it was stam. In the Siddur he says it helps even when you had in mind not to put it back on right away. You had in mind to make a hefsek of several hours. So therefore the difference between the talis and the tefillin is larger. But tefillin, even if you took off the tefillin, you didn't know how long it's going to be, it's a hefsek. Because you thought maybe it's going to be several hours. So it's a hefsek. By Tzitzis, but Talis Kotel is not a hefsek, even if you had in mind the feirish that it will take off several hours. Since you had a Talis Kotel, your hefsek hadas is not considered. But, Micha'era, that's only if you had in mind to take it off for a few hours. Let's say you had in mind to take it off today and to put it back up tomorrow. Then you decided to change your mind.
Go back tomorrow.
You change your mind, you want to put back up. And I'll tell you when it happens, and it happens very often. Anger Shredish. We are always used to that when we, after we say the Rabin Tam's film, and we take off Rabin Tam's film, we take off the talus.
Yeah.
The Shredish, we don't take off the talus. We stay with the talus, with Davin Musaf. But I'm so used to. So I took off Rabin Tam's and I took off the talus. And then after I take off the talus, I'm like, whoops, I still have to daven musaf. I would have put it back on.
You have to make a
bracha. Because when does it help? But you still have a talus cotton on. So maybe the hesach hadas is not considered. But the hesach hadas is not considered when you took it off for several hours. But if you took it off completely, tomorrow is a new din, a new day. It's a hefsek, but night is a potter from tefillin, from tzitzis, it's a new din. So today you had it in mind to take it off completely. He doesn't say that that would help. Even the Taz says when you took it off, you had it in mind for a few hours. But still...
How do we do Erev Yom Kippur?
Because it takes more than a few hours.
Okay, but then you know
you're going to plan. So we said already, if it's a few hours, it's a hefsek. Yes. If we're speaking that it helps only if you had in mind to take it off and you put it back on right away. But if you took several hours, then it's a hefsek.
So what's the shortest amount of time do you want
to say about that? We just discussed it in the beginning. That it says by tefillin, it's about 2 hours, maybe today it's less. We discussed why. By a talus, it's about 3 hours. Why? Probably because Shabbos, it takes us this amount. In the hefsek, it's usually the size of how much it takes the whole mitzvah. So on Shabbos, the whole davening takes us about 2 hours, 3 hours. So the hefsek is also something like that. But in Shulchan Aruch, it says that the talus is several hours, which is probably about 3 hours. And but film is about 2-3 hours, up to how much it takes you.
When you go to someone's house to eat Shabbos, get off your talus. Maybe you have to go more than 3 hours.
Yes, you have to say more.
Put it back on your table?
Right. If it's 3 hours, yes.
Even though you're putting it on all the...
It doesn't matter. You can't put it on until Shem Mitzvah and without the bracha. It is a mitzvah. Shecht is a mitzvah, but when you're shecht, you have to shave more.
What happens if it's after Shkia that your guest is finally leaving the house?
Then you can say the war, obviously.
Can they carry it, put it back on?
Yes, but you can say the war.
Also, before you're talking about when you're taking off your tefillin and you basically go to the bathroom?
Yes.
And then you have to say bracha again.
Correct.
You're between Bach, Shama, and Shmonasra.
Then you say it after Shmonasra, the bracha.
Obay
Ishtabach. If you put it back on after Ishtabach, after Bochu, then you have to wait till after Shmonasra, and after Shmonasra you have to touch it and kiss it, and then you say the bracha. Because you have to touch it, it says Shonor. If you couldn't say a bracha when you put it on, then when you could say a bracha, then touch it, which is memashmesh, is something that you do, and then you say the bracha. It says also the din, if you have to put on in the morning before sunrise, before Aleis, because you have to go out and you wouldn't be able to lay down. So you can't say a bracha then, not on your talus and not on your tefillin. But when time comes that you could, then you have to be memashmesh, or the tzitzis, you have to take the tzitzis and say the bracha and then kiss it, and so you did something.
That's between Baruchu and Shmonasra.
Right.
Between Baruchu and
so then you could say the bracha by Baruchu. Yes.
Before
Baruchu.
After
Ishtabach. I don't remember now if you could say it in middle of the Birkas HaShachar also. Yeah. Could be that you could be there is a difference between the tefillin and the talus. And talus I think you can't, and the tefillin I think you could. But you have to look it up. Clear, it's... We'll discuss it soon. Now we spoke about only that you didn't make a no hefsek, but you couldn't say the bracha when you put it on because you are in the middle of the davening or because it's not the time yet.
So, did we say the bracha of tzitzit before the bracha shaman?
Yes.
Yeah. When it applies. If they didn't need the bracha before, it meant more to a bracha. If they didn't change tzitzit and change something before the bracha shaman, so then you have to say the bracha before the shaman.
I didn't answer the question. Say it again.
What applies to this that if someone didn't do the bracha of tzitzit before, so he has to do it in bracha?
It's either that you went to toilet after Bohu, so you can't say a bracha between in Birkas Krishma. Either when you had to put it on when it was still dark outside. So when it's dark outside, you can't say a bracha.
Yes.
But you had to. So you wait till sunrise, and then you say the bracha. So then you have to touch it.
Not
Mishiyakim.
Mishiyakim. Yeah. There is a fourth case where there would be a difference in the hefsek between tzitzit and tefillin. You put it in the talus Shabbos and by accident falls off. You didn't even realize that. Then you just pick it up and you wouldn't put it back on. You have to say what? What?
If a little bit is on you,
you still don't have to. But it falls off, even if it's on your hand, you have to say bracha. Why? We just took off for 1 minute. So it says, when you take it for 1 minute, it's because it's not a hesach hadas. You had in mind to put it back on. So taking off is nothing. But here you didn't have anything in mind. It just fell off. So the mitzvah finished. So now when you start again, you have to say a bracha.
You only get tzitzit on.
Yes, it doesn't help.
So basically, when you had it in mind before, you were making a bridge for the mitzvah to be...
But you had in mind it before, but now it's not that you had in mind to take it off. Just fell off, so it finished.
It's finished. What if you realize it's falling?
We'll discuss it soon. The same thing should be by tefillin. Tefillin doesn't fall off in the middle of my head, right? But tefillin has a place where it has to stay, in the middle. But for some reason it fell off and went on the side. It is just like it fell off, because it's not on the right place, it's on the side. So then also when you put it back, you should have said bracha. So the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch that people don't do that. And what is the reason for that? And what is the difference between the Talis and the Tefillin? So the Alter Rebbe explains the difference. That when you put on Tefillin, you put it on just for davening. And with Tefillin, you're not allowed to have a Hesach Hadas. You're not, some people don't even talk when they have Tefillin on. Because you're not allowed to have Hesach Hadas. Okay, you're allowed to talk, and some people don't. But you're not allowed to have a just a litzonus session. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Why do you have your Tefillin on? You're not allowed to be in a litzonus mood, which is not serious mood. Even if you talk, but you have Tefillin on, so you have to be serious. So since you are in this mode, even if you fell off from the place, it can be considered like you didn't have it in mind. You're the whole davening in mind of the film. So even this second when it went off from the place, you're actually then still in the mode of the Yerushimayim of the film. So it's not considered like you didn't think now about that. Mashenkin batalas. There's no thing that if you sit with a talis, you're not allowed to speak Dvar Betelim or make litzonis. Yes, it's not good to have litzonis, but there's no reason that there is a problem with the talis. So therefore, there is, if it falls off, then it's hesek. But from this we see that theoretically, if you do have in mind while it's falling, even though you didn't have you didn't want it to fall, but if you had in mind, it helps. Without this additional halacha that we learned in film, we could say that if it falls off without your having it in mind, it doesn't make any difference what you think.
Have one in mind
that you want that you are now, that your tefillin, your talisman, you wanted to stay with it. You didn't think about it. But if you thought about it, then even if it fell off by itself, it's not a hefsek. As we see by the tefillin. Even it fell off by itself. But since you are serious now, and you want to continue with the tefillin, so you have it in mind all the time, so it's not called the hesach hadas. So that shows us, talus falls off, and I feel it falling off, and I want to catch it, and I didn't catch it. It shouldn't be a hefsek, because you had in mind, while it's falling, you had in mind it shouldn't fall. You had in mind that you want to stay with the talus. Theoretically, you could say it doesn't help, but you see, but film, it helps. Because we say that since by film you're always thinking about the film, so even if it falls off, it's not called the Hesach Hadas. So the same thing is by talus, when you want to catch it and you don't catch it, which is the case in most of the instances. It doesn't so often happen that you stand and all of a sudden you realize that you are without a talus and you take a look, it's on the floor. That's not what happens. Usually it falls off and you want to catch it, you don't catch it. So then you have in mind while it's falling that it shouldn't fall. So we see from film that it helps.
But you don't want your talus to fall off. So
yes, but we don't care what you don't want. If while it happens you didn't have it in mind, we don't consider because you didn't have it in mind. While it's falling, it's not you did it. It fell off. And the same thing about film. But then we say about film that even though it happens by itself without your knowledge, and it's not, we can't consider your thinking, but if while it happens you think that you want to stay with it, it does help. So therefore, the same thing is batalus. So therefore, the whole din of batalus, when you have to say a broche, is when you stand and all of a sudden you see you have nothing on. But if you realize that it's falling and you didn't catch it, then it should help.
Because I was going to ask you, when was it the first day Sukkot Nun Beis when the Rebbe's talus fell off?
Suk is Nun Beis, that was in Russia. Mishnah. No. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of Danik.
Yeah, during that, yeah. Episode, that first day. Yeah.
And he was trying. I don't know, I wasn't there. So we spoke about four kinds of hefsek in middle of Talas and the middle of Tfilin. One is when it took a long time. And one is when you took a short time, but you went to toilet or to the mikveh. One is that you had in mind to take it for a long time, then you change your mind. And one is when it fell off. In all four cases, we see that not necessarily the same aloha like the tzitzes by the talus you have, but by the tefillin. So you always have to know what's the din here and what's the din here. All these four instances, it's after you already said the bracha and you put on your talus, or after you already said the bracha and you put on the tefillin. Therefore, when is it considered the hefsek? When it fell off, when you went to a place that you couldn't do it, when there was a several hours hefsek. But let's say you just speak a little bit during betelim, or even when you daven, or even when you answer amen. It's not hefsek. So what? When I have my talus on, my tefillin on, I can daven. Sure, I can daven. That's why I put it on to daven. So davening is not a hefsek. Speaking is not a hefsek. That's all if it's already on me. But let's say you said a bracha, and then before you put your tefillin on, you spoke a few words. Then you have to say a bracha again. Because when you say a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, or even if you eat something, you say a mitzvah lechem noratz before you ate, you said one word, it's a hefsek. And the same thing is if there is by the table, when I make kiddush and I make all my whole family and the guests, so they hear from me beir tragofen and they drink. If they say a word, it's a hefsek, and they have to say beir tragofen themselves. They can't be yetzi from me. And not only when they say stam a word. Even if they said something a posik, or even if they heard somebody else in shul, they heard Kiddush from me, and then they hear the chazan says Kedusha or Kaddish or Bohu, and they say Bohu. It's also hefsek. And therefore, we never say Amen between a broche and between the mitzvah. Unless we are Yetzer. Take in mind that there is a difference with the Shehiyonu. He mentioned Shehiyonu. There is a difference how we say the Shehiyonu in Kippur and how we say the broche for Hallel by every Rosh Chodesh. Let's say we want to say the broche ourselves. So we first hear it from the chazan. And we answer Amen. And then we say the bracha of the Kriyas Hallel. When we say the bracha of Shehiyonu in Kippur, we say the bracha first. And then we hear Amen from the chazan. We hear the bracha from the chazan and we say Amen to the chazan. Why is it different? Why don't we also by Hallel first say the bracha ourselves, like in Kippur, and then the chazan will finish it loud and will also answer Amen, because that Amen will come out between our bracha and the Hallel, which is a hefsek. By Krishma Before Krishma, Habecha Ba'am Yisrael Ba'av, the chazan always ends. We shouldn't hear it. Why? It says Shechonor, because if he would say loud, and I already said Ba'am Yisrael Ba'av, so my omen would be a hefsek between the Brocha and Shema. And we're not allowed to say omen between. But by Yom Kippur, after the Shariyonu, there is nothing else. So we could say it before, and we don't care about it. So we see here that between the Brocha and the Mitzvah, even one word, omen, is a hefsek.
Why do we do like all Yisrael?
By Gol Yisrael, it's because Mishnah Gula Letfilah, it's not because of Hefsek. Because the Brocha is not a Brocha on the davening.
Why don't we do the same? Okay.
Why we don't say it loud? Because somebody else should say Yomim. Why here? There is a discussion. I don't know if there is a clear explanation why here like that. But in general, we say Gol Yisrael loud because other people, if they hear the Brocha, they answer Omen. The one that davens ends after him. But let's not hear the subject. Let's not go into that. What? Yes, I know. But let's not go into, because that's not our subject. We are speaking here about the hefsek between the Brocha and the Talas of the Tefillah. Usually, we don't say a hefsek. When we say the Brocha, right, when we start the Brocha, we're already starting to cover ourselves with the Talas, with the Tifas Ishmaelim. And when we say the Brocha and film, we right away start turning. But what is it, Negeya? It's Negeya because we putting on Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Actually, there are two mitzvahs. And we say one Brocha on both mitzvahs. So if we put on the Shel Yad, and while we put on the Shel Yad, we have already our Shel Yad on. We hear a chazan, and we answer Omim. That's a hefsek. We said Omim. So then, when we put on the Shel Rosh, we have to say another bracha. Because we already said Omim, or Bohu, or Gdusha, anything we say, it's already a hefsek. Because it's a hefsek between the bracha and the second mitzvah. This is one thing. But then comes up something else that happens sometimes. That when I put on film, by mistake, I said the Brocha and I put on Rabbi Natan's film. As I put on Rabbi Natan's film, I realize this is Rabbi Natan's. I see on the back, there's Rabbi Natan's. So I want to take off the Rabbi Natan's and put the Rashi on. Do I have to say another Brocha on the Rashi? Theoretically not. Why not? Because when you said the Brocha, you had in mind to put on this Rashi. And this Rashi is laying in front of you. So there is no reason why this Brocha shouldn't be enough to the Rashi. This is if you didn't start saying Hoidu. If you said anything in davening, it's already like you answered Omen between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. Just like Shel Yad and Shel Rosh is two mitzvahs, and you're not allowed to be mafsik between the Brocha and the second mitzvah, the same thing is also when you have the Rabin Tams and Rashi, and if you said something, it doesn't help. You have to say Brocha and Rashi again. So if you already have to say a Brocha and Rashi again, then there is no reason to take off right away the Rabin Tams. You have your Rabin Tams on already, say Krishma, say Kaddish Voyaki Viacho, because we say it in the end, then take it off, then put on your Rashi, and after Rashi, you wouldn't have to put on your Rabin Tams again. But if you didn't say anything, you just put it on, you realize right away, so you just take it off, you put on your Rashi, you don't say a Brocha, then you don't say now Krishma and Kaddish Voyaki Viacho.
What if you realize that you actually davened with Rebbeinu Tam, and that after the davening you realize that, then what are you supposed to do?
So then you davened already, so that then when you put on Rashi, you will say the Kaddish of Krishna and Kaddish Varei Kiviyach on Rashi. That's obvious.
No.
So what if you switch? You when you put it on, you don't want just to put it on and take it off. So you want to say Krishna and something else. So you say Krishna, you say Kaddish Varei Kiviyach, and that's it. But we are speaking if, and then you certainly have to say a brocha on the Rashi, because you already davened. Davened is a hefting between one mitzvah and the other mitzvah.
If you realize sometimes,
there's no problem. You could end Efter Shmonesra. You'll put it on and you'll say from Efter Shmonesra.
Yeah, you'll take it off then.
There's only one problem with that. Because the same halacha, we already mentioned once, the same halacha is also by Shechita. That when you are shechting, Shechet is shechting two chickens. He has in mind two chickens. So you're not allowed to be mafsik, not like it's in the middle of a mitzvah. Because the second shchita is if you speak anything, so it's a hefsek between the bocha and the second shchita, just like between the bocha. So this is the din. In Shulchan Aruch you see that if you speak anything, you have to say another bocha. Shachtim don't do that. Why? What's the technical reason why they don't do that? Because once upon a time, a sheikhet, when they brought a chicken to him, or a few chickens to him, he shechted them. So he made one brocha, and he had in mind all five, and he shechted them all, and he didn't speak. But today, a sheikhet shechts a whole day, hours and hours. To hold in yourself from not saying one omen or one word, it's not possible. So they don't. And if you ask them explanation, they'll tell you one very good explanation. Everyone does so. But there is no other explanation for it. So, there is sometimes that you don't. And therefore, I also heard by Rabbi Tams in Russia that even if you davened, you said if you, Kapitlach already, you said, till Heidu or till Bor Shoma, then you could still take off and put the new Russia on, you don't say a Vorhe. I don't know why, because it's the same thing as between, you spoke between Russia, between Shiliad and Shul Rosh. But actually, people are a little makel in that. Not to say a bocha on the second one. There is, even we know that in Rosh Hashanah, after Tkias, we don't speak till after davening. Why is that? You already said a bocha, you already started the mitzvah, because you heard already the first Tkias. So in the middle of the mitzvah, we could talk. Just like after I put on you my talus, after you I put on the tefillin, it's no more hefsek. The reason is because over there is also, it's considered, it's not mamesh, but it's considered like two mitzvahs. The film, the tkiyas of me'umet, and the tkiyas of me'yushev, the chachomim are looking at it as two kind of mitzvahs. So therefore, we don't want to make hefsek between the brocha and the second. But if you do speak, there's no problem, because after all, it's one mitzvah. It says in Shulchan Aruch. If it would be taka two mitzvahs, then you have to say. So back about the tefillin, there is no question that if you, between the Shiliad and Shul Rosh, you say answer Omen, or you answer Bochu, or you answer Dusha, you have to say another Bochu on the Shul Rosh. And the other Bochu on the Shul Rosh is what we are Neheg is saying on mitzvahs. And the same thing is also about talus. Let's say you put on two talus mitanim. Or you didn't have a talus cotton, you came to shul, you want to put on talus cotton, and you want to say one brocha. If you have both, you don't say a word in between, it's okay. If you say a word in between, it's a hefsek between the brocha and the second mitzvah. But, and the same, the era should be the same thing also by Rashi Rabbi Tam. I heard some rabbonim say that even if you started davening, you spoke a little bit, since you already with the tefillin on, you don't have to say a word. I don't know why. I just don't want to know why the Shochtim are not saying a bracha also they're speaking. So I don't know exactly how far we go with that. But that's, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha. If you speak a word, even in Omen, even in the Divrei Torah, between the bracha and the second mitzvah, then you have to say the second bracha again.
You mentioned last week about that the bracha, you said you get into it, that the night is not a hepsik, and therefore that's why the bracha need two, who are making the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, need two pairs of tzitzis.
Correct.
So if the nights of two boys, let's say, find themselves in the same place,
yes,
would it be advisable in the morning that they each make the bracha on the other one's beged and wear it for...
There is... You could do it, but Dal Damas and then have
it in mind.
Could be. I never saw people to do that. Usually people have one for the day and one for the night, and they keep changing.
Right, but if they didn't, could be.
The reason why we can't is because there is a sofek, because there is a machlekes if you are chayev on tzitzis on the telescope at night. Because there is a machlekes, what means that at night is possible? Only if you put it on at night, or only if it's a baguette like a pajama that is made for the night only. So therefore, if you sleep with the one that you are wearing during the day, so could be, it's not considered a hefsek, so therefore, and next day you don't have to say, and it doesn't help if you go to mikveh, as we discussed today.
But two boys
could be, the chayre you could. Yeah.